Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Billingham. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jack Billingham. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Alou moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham is 0-for-1 in the game. Billingham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Billingham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou tags and scores. Wynn tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Astros. Dennis Mehnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mehnke is 0-for-2 in the game. Mehnke hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison strikes out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Astros. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham is 0-for-2 in the game. Billingham strikes out. 2 outs. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing right field. Al Spangler pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Astros. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Ron Cook now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Astros. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Al Spangler now playing right field. Johnny Callison now playing center field. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kessinger. Wynn moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Wynn steals third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 3 in the game. Menke is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Phil Regan. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morgan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Ray covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hundley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wynn strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley juggles the ball. That's an error on Hundley. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Astros. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-4 in the game. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-4, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Cedeno reaches third base with a triple. Larry Gura now pitching. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Astros. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-1 in the game. Ray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Martinez now playing shortstop. Dennis Menke now playing second base. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Callison reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callison moves to third. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Willie Smith pinch hits for Larry Gura. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.